Nick, can you take us back to when Jones Drew was coming out of college, if you recall? I forget if you were involved on the personnel side at that time, and just sort of what some of the thoughts were of him coming out and how you've watched him as an opponent develop as a player.
Sure. He was a real productive player coming out of UCLA. Some of the same qualities that you see in Jacksonville you saw in college. You know, he was very, for his size, he was a real strong runner. He broke a lot of tackles, and he ran with power. You know, he's short, but he's thick, if that makes any sense, because he's got a little bit of width to him. He's not like one of these short guys who's thin. So, man, they threw the ball to him. He was good in the passing game. You know, he was a consistent, you know, he was right around a 1,000-yard rusher consistently, and then he was also a productive player in the return game. So, you know, I think since he's been in the league, you know, each year it seems like they put more on his plate and he's responded more favorably each year. So he was real productive coming out, and that production is really translated over into what he's done thus far with the Jags.
Hey, Nick, I know one of the knocks against him was his height. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm kind of a little confused as to why that would be a knock on a running back. You see so many shorter guys that have been successful in the league. Is there a disadvantage that a running back has being shorter?
You know, I think whatever their size is, I mean, in the end, it comes down to their skill set. Like, even, for example, if you look at Kevin, I mean, Kevin's on the shorter side as well. But when you look at a runner, whether he's big or small, you know, you look at his ability to break tackles, you look at his vision, you look at his instincts. Does he have lateral quickness? Can he break tackles with strength? Does he break tackles with his quickness? Does he have speed? So whether he's big or small, I think some of the attributes that you want in a runner, those players are going to have them. How the size factors into it, you know, it's probably in the eye of the beholder in terms of what maybe you put a little more stock in having a bigger back as opposed to a smaller back. So I think it all depends on what you feel is best for your football team.
Nick, when you guys made the decision to bring Fred Taylor here, did you guys have conversations with some of the Jaguars people about plus and minuses of bringing him over here, and what went into some of those conversations?
Sure. I think any time that we bring in a veteran player who's had experience in the league, you know, you may have talked, you talk with whether it's teammates that may have played with them, or, you know, it's probably going to be hard to talk to anybody within the organization, you know, depending on the relationship there. But just like any player, you just try to do as much research as possible and gather the information through whatever sources those may be. So, you know, and we'll listen to whether it's our players or whoever it might be, but in the end, you just try to gather as much information as possible, and then ultimately make it. It's very similar to what you do with, you know, with the college players as well. I mean, there's a part of that the information gathering is a part of that process. So whatever those means, whatever that mechanism is to find out as much about the player as you can, then you'll go ahead and explore that to the fullest.
Has it been difficult to gauge what kind of a pickup that was because of his injury situation, or does that kind of play into some of it at this point, or how do you kind of judge the acquisition?
We're happy that we have Fred on the club. Obviously, he's missed some time here because of the injury, but, you know, Fred's been a productive player since he's been in the league. You know, he's been productive. He was productive early in the season with the opportunity that he's been given. So, you know, when he's ready and, you know, he'll have those opportunities and, you know, hopefully he'll go out there and perform. I mean, Fred's body of work, it's quite extensive, and you know, we're happy that he's on the club, and you know, we're excited to have him on the field, you know, whenever that's going to be.
Hey, Nick, there's a report out there that Floyd Reese and Jason Licht are being considered for a personnel job in Seattle. Can you confirm that, or is there any comment that you have on that?
Probably the only thing that I'll say about that is that those types of situations are league-related. There's a process that clubs need to go through. So outside of that, you know, I really don't have any comment, you know, other than that. It's more of a league situation and how they handle it. And, you know, our focus and my focus specifically is on Jacksonville this week, and that's what we're trying to do to get ready for the game on Sunday.
Well, Nick, given that, I mean, with those two guys, obviously, this is your first year in your new position there. How have those two guys really kind of helped you out as you as you've moved into your new spot?
Really, I think our whole department, you know, has worked well throughout the whole year collectively, whether it's on the college side or the pro side. I mean, both are experienced. Both have been in the league and have good knowledge of the league. And, you know, I think our whole department collectively has worked well together, and hopefully we'll continue that moving forward.
Nick, you worked with, I think you worked with Wes Walker on a daily basis in, was it 2007, right?
That's correct. Yep, you got it.
Was just kind of looking back a little bit, was there, you know, was there one thing that stands out to you that an impression he left on you, maybe from his work in practice or as a player or anything like that, something that you kind of take away as a lasting impression of how much you worked with him?
You know, and I'm even this year spent some time around him as well, you know, whether it's in training camp or during the year. But I think the thing with Welker, and since the day that he's been there, is just his consistency and just his work ethic. He knows one speed, and that's 100 miles an hour. And it's regardless of what he's doing, whether it's in a practice field, whether it's in a film room. And that's how he plays. So a lot of how he plays on Sunday is a result of what he does during the week. You know, and I think if you look at his skill set, I think the one thing that kind of separates him from maybe some other folks is just his quickness and change of direction. You know, it's just the ability to stop and start, and that enables him to get open, because in the end, as a receiver, you have basically two jobs, is to get open and catch a football. And I think Wes has been able to do that at a pretty consistent level since he's been here. So, I mean, you saw it in 07, you saw it in 08, you see it in 09, so I think that hasn't changed since he's been here. I think that's just who Wes is, and that's how he plays the game, and for as long as he's upright, that's how he's going to continue to play, I'm sure.
There's been, sort of on the subject of receivers too, there's been kind of like a year-long search for that third receiver. And, you know, on Sunday, it seemed difficult to get the ball to guys other than Moss and Welker, at the receiver position. Is there a better way to go about it, or is there something else that other teams are doing to make it difficult to get the ball to guys like Edelman and stand back when he's in, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I think whoever's been on the field, whoever the receivers are, you know, everybody's had opportunities at different points, you know, and we're confident in their ability. And, you know, they've been productive, whether it's Sam, whether it's Julian, whether it's stand back in the Colts game, you know, with the first game he was active, or he caught a few balls in his first game. So, you know, we put the plays in, we design the plays, and then when we get into the course of the game, you know, however they play the coverage, that'll dictate where we go with the ball. So, you know, I think when those guys have been in there, whether it's the receiver or whether it's somebody like Watson or even Kevin, I mean, everyone's a part of the passing game. So however it unfolds during the course of the game, then that's how it unfolds. And everybody's had opportunities at different points and, you know, made the most of those opportunities when, you know, when they've been presented to them.
All right, then. Well, thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Ace. You got it.